I think this is going to be the new email that all employees start getting across the country, and we got it yesterday.
I hate when emails come out to every employee because it means that somebody's done something bad, probably.
Right, exactly. That's what happened this time. Dear staff, our company does not have a policy, nor does it intend to, on a mandatory COVID-19 vaccination program similar to the flu vaccination. We respect that it is a personal choice, and as such, it is not appropriate for colleagues to inquire about whether someone has been vaccinated or not.
Ooh, somebody asked a loud question in the calf.
Oh, you know that's what happened.
Right.
This is the new thing that you can't ask people. Did you get vaccinated? Everyone's been doing it, and now you can't do it at work.
Ironically, it's the first question on everybody's mind wherever you go.
That's why we thought we would ask our boss, Keith, about it, who wrote this email.
Hi, Anna and Raven.
We're looking over your email about how we respect that it's a personal choice and it's not appropriate for colleagues to inquire about whether someone has been vaccinated or not.
I mean, these are the latest issues that you just can't talk about, Anna.
We can't ask people if they've had their vaccination, right?
Correct. It's, you know, it's like a HIPAA violation almost.
What else can't we ask? Because we were just going to go around and see what everyone had to say.
We don't want to get in any trouble. I don't need trouble. I mean, I've already got my review this week. Who knows if I'm going to survive that? What can't we ask people?
Well, you can't ask them their weight. That's one. You can't ask them how old they are.
Why?
You can't.
What if you want to celebrate their birthday?
Right.
How do you know how many candles to put on the cake?
Good question. Fair question.
Yeah.
I think that's a no, though. You definitely can't say, like, oh, it's your birthday. How old are you? You just always just assume they're 21.
Is that also a HIPAA violation?
Oh, yes, right. A different HIPAA. Birthday HIPAA. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday HIPAA.
When does the baby get here? How about that?
Can't ask that. I don't think you can even ask the gender of the baby. I think you just assume there's no baby.
How much money do you make, Keith, because you're our boss?
So much. Have you seen my fancy car?
Can we ask people how much money they make? Like, they don't have to answer.
Nope, you can't. Well, I mean, I guess you could, but wouldn't you just seem like a rude jerk? Yeah, I don't think you can ask that.
All right, well, here's the thing. We had producer John make a list yesterday.
Don't get mad.
And we had him go around the office and
ask
all these people these things that work here.
No.
You promised not to be mad.
No, what? Why? Why would you ever do this?
Because I don't know. We want to be an inclusive environment here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Better to beg forgiveness.
This seems like the opposite of the inclusive environment.
Well, are you pregnant?
Maybe.
How much do you weigh?
Too much.
I already know that you're going to be 45 this year.
Right, and I weigh 189 on a good day.
Okay.
It depends how many pizza slices I've eaten.
All right. Well, we're gonna air what producer John got. So don't get mad. Okay.
Wonderful. Bye.
Bye. Whenever an email goes out to the entire staff, you know somebody did something wrong, right?
Right. It's gonna be a cringe or a pat on the back from everybody. Reply all. Everybody's gonna get involved. But when it's bad news, everybody just stays in silence.
It's true. So we got this email yesterday. Most likely, if you work for a company, you may be getting one similar soon. Dear staff, our company does not have a policy, nor does it intend to, on a mandatory COVID-19 vaccination program similar to the flu vaccination. We respect that it is a personal choice, and as such, it is not appropriate for colleagues to inquire about whether someone has been vaccinated or not.
Oh, somebody had a quarrel in the calf, it sounds like.
Right. So Raven and I decided to make a list of all the top things that you never ask coworkers, and then we made producer John go around and ask them.
Here's the thing. If you tiptoe around it, you could have trouble. Just rip that Band-Aid off.
Okay. Are you pregnant?
No.
Megan. Yeah. She laughed in his face, and John sounds terrified.
Right. Absolutely terrified walking into that room. And frankly, I understand how he feels.
All right. So I am asking Keith, my boss, the day before my review, how much money do you make? Get out of here.
How much money do you think Keith makes?
You want me to really speculate that on air?
Maybe not. When
it
we turn off these
good.
Mics.
It better be good for what he gets out of us.
How many romantic partners have you had?
Oh, how many romantic partners? One.
Look at you.
I mean, you definitely can't ask people how many romantic partners they've had.
Especially when their wife works in the building.
It's true. That was Kevin. His wife works here, too. He said one. What a liar.
Is he sitting next to her? My angel is pure as the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And so was I when I met her.
All right. So we're walking around asking people around the office random questions. This is Steve, our promotions manager. Steve, how much money do you make a year?
Not enough, but enough.
That's a cop-out answer.
I thought we agreed that Steve was the most dangerous person to ask.
He thought he was going to knock him out. That's why I say directly to Steve. Go to Steve and ask him how much money he makes. Well, I didn't think that John was doing a good enough job with this because he sounds too timid and afraid, and it seems like he was being put up to it.
Sure.
So I decided to take matters into my own hands.
Oh!
Norm. How old are you, Norm?
65. Why? What happened?
He's like, am I dead? Am I in heaven? No.
Melissa, how much do you weigh?
I'm 158 pounds.
I gotta be honest, I give her a lot of credit because if I got put on the spot like that and asked how much I weigh, I would freeze up like a giant ice cube.
I mean, I thought there would have been a fight.
Yeah, no, she was just like, that's how much I weigh. What? I wish I had that courage to do that, to be honest.
Well, hopefully the show will still be here tomorrow.
If it's not, you know why.